بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. In tonight's Salat al-Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, which is the only surah of the Quran al-Kareem that starts without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, because the context of the surah is jihad and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers specifically about one topic, and that is jihad and fighting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no place in the Quran that you have a concentration of ayats pertaining to fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the distribution of the spoils of war, what to do with enemies, whether to be kind to them, whether to execute them, whatever the case may be, then it is discussed in this one singular place in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah Tawbah and the surah before it. And in the midst of that discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala devotes one ayat to the status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, and this is regarding assisting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to discussing that ayat, a small context over here. There were a number of battles that took place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of them for a reason and every one of them significant. We know of the famous ones, Badr, Uhud, etc. Towards the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stay in Medina, after Fateh Makkah, there was the battle of Hunayn. And this was the last major battle that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically participated, and it saw physical action. Tabuk came after that, but in Tabuk there wasn't so much fighting. It was more of a reconnaissance journey, wherein they went to the border, the enemy didn't show up and they came back. That was Tabuk. But in Hunayn there was active combat. And when Hunayn started, when this particular battle started, for the first time in the history of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they outnumbered the enemy. They outnumbered the enemy according to some statistics, 2:1. In every previous encounter, they were outnumbered. But in this one, their numbers were more. And their numbers were more for a number of reasons. It took place after Fateh Makkah. And many Muslims were new Muslims who came out of the Makkah community who decided to accept Islam. They were Muslim for a few months and they decided to join the campaign. So they swelled up the numbers more. And so when this happened, as it is in human nature, complacency set in to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, which Allah Ta'ala talks about. That for the first time, أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, your numbers became astonishing to you, and you no longer relied in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how you relied on Allah ta'ala before, where you were outnumbered 1:10, 1:5. There your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was at a maximum. Not that they weren't trusting in Allah, but because they were in a majority, there were more of them. It's human nature. You know, like for example, there's one chef, there's one cook inside the house. So that cook provides the entrees and the desserts and everything. And that cook is like on the ball because they know that I'm the only person here. There's nobody else to fall back on. But as soon as now 5 or 6 cooks come inside the kitchen and there is no chief and there is no order, it now becomes complacency. Oh, that person will do it. Oh no, this one will do it. And then the actual work which one person was doing excellently and very well now becomes shoddy work because everybody is relying on everybody else's strength and there is limited coordination, even though you've got more people inside there. Management, which occurs in all situations and all communities for that matter. So they outnumbered the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, you know what, remember that day. So when Hunayn started, the enemy, although they were less in number, came out so fierce because they knew that they were outnumbered. Psychologically, they knew that for us, this is like a fight to the death. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were more in number. A complete reverse of how all the other previous battles used to take place. And so as a result, the Muslims scattered and they ran away. They ran away from the battlefield. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this, that you have committed a great mistake, you must make tawbah, you must ask the Nabi to make tawbah from you. And only a handful remained, and of the handful that remained was Abu Bakr, Umar, the senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a mule, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was pulling that mule in the direction of the enemy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying this poetry, Ana nabiyun la kadhib, ana ibnu abdil muttalib. That I am a Nabi, there is no lie, I am the son of Ibn Abdul Muttalib, I am the son of Abdul Muttalib, which is his grandfather, I am his son or his grandson. Such types of words which are normally recited when you're fighting a war against your enemy, that you want them to know who you are. Eventually, when the battle continued and these handful of people remained behind, Rasulullah ﷺ calls Abbas radiallahu anhu and tells Abbas radiallahu anhu, shout out at the top of your voice. Tell the Ansar and remind them of the oath that they made to me 9 years ago that they'll defend me. And the Ansar, who many of them had already gone to the camps, 2 or 3 miles away, heard the voice of Abbas radiallahu anhu and they came running back to the battlefield. The narrator Anas radiallahu anhu said, that when Rasulullah ﷺ started calling them individually, calling them out individually, that, oh Muaz, today you ran away. How come you ran away? I mean, have you forgotten about the oath that you did? And all of a sudden, Muaz remembered the promise he made to Nabi ﷺ, came back to the battlefield. This sahabi, that sahabi, this sahabi, until they all started coming back. Anas radiallahu anhu described them coming back. It was as if a mother camel is making like a sound, like a bellowing sound, and her baby that has wandered off, we could call it like a cow, you know, the baby has wandered off, meandered in the meadow somewhere, and now the mother is making like a mooing sound, and it's coming back to the mother to follow the mother and going back home. That's how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu returned. Anyway, Rasulullah ﷺ picks up 3 handfuls of sand, and he throws it in the direction of the enemy. And he says these words, Shahatil wujuh, that may your faces be smitten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that incident, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wama ramayta idh ramayta walakinna Allah rama. You didn't throw when you threw, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw. All those kuffar, 5 to 7,000 of them felt and said that when he threw that sand, every one of us felt that sand went inside our eyes. And we were blinded for 20 to 30 minutes until the Sahaba radiallahu anhum regrouped. After the battle was over, Rasulullah ﷺ didn't chastise them, didn't tell them why you all ran away, left us in such a precarious position. Whatever was done at that day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chastised the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, spoke to them. And remember, the chastising of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is not to lower their status. It is for us to take a lesson. Like for example, you've got younger brothers or grandchildren in the house. Now the father is talking to the head son, who's in charge of his affairs. But he's talking to him sternly because of maybe he made a mistake. He's not lowering him in any way. He is now teaching him something, and that lesson must be a lesson for all the generations under him, that I'm schooling you in something, not because I love you any less, I love you more, I love you the most, but I'm schooling you in something because I want you to be a better person than what you are currently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu by telling them, illa tansuruhu. Listen here, if y'all don't want to help him, in the next battle, if you all want to run away and don't want to help him, then remember that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him and he was inside the cave. This is the only place that Allah ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem about Rasulullah ﷺ and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the cave. What cave? The cave of Thawr. You know, when they were leaving Makkatul Mukarramah and, you know, the hijrah, the migration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cave that they hid in for 3 days, you see, Makkah, to go to Medina, you have to go to the north. The cave is to the south. The reason why they did that was to put the kuffar and those who are following them off their tracks. that they didn't go in the direction that everyone was expecting, but they backtracked south first and they hid in that cave for 3 days. This cave is known the cave of Thor or the cave of Thur, depending upon how you want to pronounce it. This word, Thor or Thur in Arabic, means an ox. What it means? It means an ox, bull, an ox. You know, like how you have the hump at the back of a Brahmin ox. That's the reason why the cave is called the cave of Thor, because the mountain is exactly shaped like the back of an ox, a back of a Brahmin ox, which was common in Arabia at that time. And Rasulullah and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went inside there. There was a warrant for, well, we would call it a warrant for the arrest, but there was a ransom. 100 red camels each for the capture, either dead or alive, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It was a very difficult time for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because everybody, I mean, if you now have to put a ransom out there, that here's the picture of so and so, and if you bring him in, here's 100 million rand for you in your account. Either you bring him alive or just bring his head, either one. Up to you. It's your choice, dead or alive. I mean, even a person who doesn't even consider themselves to be a murderer, looking at that ransom over there, will say that, you know what, maybe I should check up if this person is not my neighbor or something, or living across the road, because who can, this is something that I can, you know, sort myself out and my ancestry out forever. How can I look the other way? So even blacksmiths, who had never wielded a sword in their entire life, closed up their blacksmith shop. Carpenters closed up. You couldn't find even someone to mend your shoes in Makkah, because everybody is running around looking for Abu Bakr and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the whole Arabian Peninsula. Even if a person wanted to buy a sack of grain, they wouldn't know where to find it, because the grain seller and the grocery guy is gone looking for the prize out over there in the hope of him striking it rich overnight. But Allah Ta'ala saved them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them, it was no ordinary circumstances. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he planned for this day. He prepared the camels, he hired the guide. The guide wasn't a Muslim, by the way, Malik bin Fuhaira. He was of the Kuffar, but he was a trustworthy man. Later on, when they reached Medina, he accepted Islam. But on this whole journey, he was not a Muslim, which indicates that even amongst the Kuffar and the non-Muslims are those who could become your helpers. They are those, you know what, who don't have the antagonism like everybody else. And Allah Ta'ala wishes and wills hidayat for them and guidance for them at the end. He was hired by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And in one narration, when they came to the bottom of the mountain, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu carried Rasulullah in his hands. You know why? Because in the sand, he wanted to show one set of footprints. You see, the people who were pursuing them were master trackers. They came from the desert. They were master trackers in looking, who they're looking for, what's the height of the person, what's his shoe size, when did he come here, morning or evening. He knew that they're looking for two pairs of shoes in the sand. Abu Bakr and Rasulullah ﷺ, they knew what he was looking for. They knew they were looking for a certain height and a certain weight of a person. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu picked up Rasulullah ﷺ. So there's one pair of shoes inside the sand, and his body weight becomes heavier. So he's sinking inside the sand. So when they look at it, they're confused. You know what? We're looking for two, we can only see one. Then two, even if it is one, the person who we're looking for is of a certain weight. So his impression inside the sand should be so much. But because Abu Bakr is carrying somebody, his impression is a bit more. So the idea was to put them off. Nonetheless, there were so many looking for them that one group of them even came to the top of the Mount Thur. And the cave is not such that you walk in this way. You go down inside the cave. So when they were standing at the mouth of the cave, you could see their feet. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah, what must we do? We outnumbered. They're right here. If anyone has to look down, he will see our heads if he has to look at his feet, because the cave goes in this particular way. Rasulullah tells him that, Ya Aba Bakrin, that, O Abu Bakr, what do you think? We two in the cave, who's our third? Allah is our third. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after us. Now in this tonight's Salatul Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that incident. although the discussion is and the revelation is about 8-9 years after the incident took place. And the reason why Allah Ta'ala reveals it is to tell the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that if you are going to abandon him again, then you know what? Y'all weren't around in the cave at that time. He had no army, only he and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I looked after him then, I will still look after him now. So don't think y'all abandoning him in any way will allow him to be defeated. This is what Allah Ta'ala is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Illa tansuruhu, if you don't help him, faqad nasarahu Allah. Allah Ta'ala has already helped him. Remember the time, thaniyat nain fil ghar. Two of them were in the cave. Iz qala li sahibi, when he said to his companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, la tahzan, don't grieve. Inna allaha ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَةً Allah Ta'ala sent down tranquility upon them and calmed their hearts. The kuffar went away and the incident was now over. Allah Ta'ala reminds the ummah of that particular incident in the context of assisting Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How does it apply today? That if the entire world has to decide, al-ayyadu billah, Muslims included, we're not going to help the deen of Allah anymore. We give up. We're too tired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create another nation to do that job. And it's exactly happening in front of our very eyes. That if we give up or we fail to do our job, Allah ta'ala will create somebody from America. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a community of reverts and converts to Islam who will even do a better job than the rest of us. Who will even be more eloquent than the rest of us. Who will be better in their understanding of the deen compared to the rest of us combined. We're seeing such a time in front of our eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that we don't need you particularly. You can go in whatever direction you want to, read how much dhikr, istighfar, tasbih you want to, it'll be good for you. But to do my work, I will choose whoever I want to. And that person could have been the most spoiled person, could have known nothing about Islam whatsoever. But I saw some khair and good inside him, and Allah Ta'ala granted him hidayat and guidance. Allah Ta'ala's reminder, if you don't help, He will raise a condition that He'll help His own deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhudar. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.